This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The situation for women is so desperate in Afghanistan that they're committing suicide at a rate of one or two every day, the Human Rights Council has heard. It comes as the top UN rights forum in Geneva agreed to member states' request for a rare urgent debate on the issue this Friday. Addressing the council, here's Fozia Kufi, former deputy speaker of the Afghan parliament.
Every day there is at least one or two women who commit suicide for the lack of opportunity, for the mental health, the pressure they receive. The fact that girls as young as 9 years old are being sold, not only because of economic pressure, but because of the fact that there is no hope for them, for their family, it is not normal.
Echoing widespread international concern for ordinary Afghans, UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet condemned the massive unemployment of women, the restrictions placed on the way they dress, and their lack of access to basic services. Women-owned and operated businesses have been shut down, Ms. Bachelet added, saying that 1.2 million girls no longer have access to secondary education, in line with a decision by the de facto authorities who took power in August 2021. UN aid coordinator Najat Rushdie has signalled grave concerns about rising humanitarian needs affecting everyone, everywhere, across Lebanon, linked to the global food and fuel crisis. Since last year, the number of people in urgent need of support has risen by 46%, the UN Deputy Special Coordinator for Lebanon said.
2.2 million vulnerable Lebanese, 86,000 migrants and 200,000 Palestinian refugees in Lebanon currently require emergency aid in addition to the 1.5 million Syrian refugees that are unable to afford or even access health, food, electricity, water, education, and wastewater management, not to mention life-saving protection services.
Since 2019, Lebanon has endured a complex economic and financial crisis deepened by political deadlock, which has offset development gains and increased humanitarian needs for the most vulnerable populations in severely deprived areas. Even hospitals have been affected, faced with an acute shortage in medical supplies and power shortages at a time when over 40% of Lebanon's doctors and 30% of nurses have left the country since the beginning of the economic meltdown, Ms. Rushdie said. A week since the US Supreme Court overturned a landmark 50-year-old judgment guaranteeing access to abortion, top UN-appointed independent experts urged United States lawmakers to adhere to international law that protects women's right to sexual and reproductive health. The UN Women's Rights Committee, CEDAW, said in a statement that the US had signed the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women in 1980, but never ratified it. With nearly 190 states parties, the convention is the only near-universal treaty that comprehensively protects women's human rights, including the right to end pregnancies. The US is one of 7 states worldwide that have not yet become party to the convention. Specifically, Article 16 protects women's rights to decide freely and responsibly on the number and spacing of their children, the UN-appointed panel said, adding that unsafe abortion is a leading cause of maternal mortality. Daniel Johnson, UN News.